This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, straight to the people. We're trying to round out the top 10 of the quarterbacks. You got four players for two spots. Goff, Baker, Love, Stroud. Some yes, some no. David, the voting's still rolling on. In or out, Goff?
Mostly people are saying in.
Okay.
If you put Goff on the Eagles, do they win the Super Bowl? I believe they would.
And guess what? I'm going to say no, they don't.
Yeah, I'm going to say no, they don't as well, because once again, they took away the Eagles' best asset.
And Jalen Hurts' legs, even though he was limited at times with an injury, are a huge part of that offense. And the tush-push stuff. And Jalen Hurts makes some huge throws off platform. Look, I don't think it's that easy. Now, I'm fine. If you want to put Goff there, you can. I've already said I'd put Baker over him. And I'm going to not to be provocative. I'm serious when I say it. I put Stroud over him. I think Stroud's going to bounce back with a vengeance. That doesn't mean Goff's bad. It just means he's at 11.
Yeah, I can't see putting Goff on the Eagles team and they win the Super Bowl. No, because you had the offense. You had all the weapons. You had not one but two running backs, a bunch of receivers, a tight end. Best offensive line compared to the Eagles, and you didn't get there.
How dare you? All right, let's go to the people. We'll go to Lou, 97.1. Lou, what's the good word, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing good. Need some perspective here. How many quarterbacks have won 15 regular season games? There's a total of seven. And on that list is Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Cam Newton, Joe Montana. Okay. He also took a team to the Super Bowl and then took another team to the NFC Championship game and should have won the Super Bowl. In that San Francisco game, you say put Baker Mayfield or whoever else in there. Baker Mayfield didn't drop two fourth-down passes. Baker Mayfield didn't fumble the ball inside the 10 and he didn't let a ball bounce off the face mask of a defensive back. It should have been an interception that turned into basically a touchdown.
Well, there was no defensive holding on the play regardless.
But Lou, I will say this. He didn't drop the passes, but I do think that Baker Mayfield would have just took off and ran and picked up the first down.
Look, here's the separator, Lou. It's fine. I mean, look, we can go point-counterpoint.
Debate,
but I don't care about the regular season win mark. Right? Like the 15 wins is not a part of the criteria.
You guys just talked about Tom Brady's 2007 season.
Yeah.
With 16 wins. We had 15 wins.
Okay.
You know, it never happens. I mean, he's in the last two seasons, Goff's 270 passing yards per game is the best among all quarterbacks. He's the best play action passing quarterback in 2024. He had 600 more passing yards than the next highest quarterback. His quarterback completion rating last year was 72%. It was 75% on play-action passes.
Correct, and we're talking about this year because Ben Johnson's not here, and your O-line got worse. So we're arguing two different things. Lou, hold on. It's important. Just calm down. Lou, you're arguing the past. I'm not. I'm not disputing any of your numbers. In the here and now, we've established Ben Johnson's gone. O-line downgrade. I have concerns about him. So you don't, that's fine.
You want a comparison?
Go ahead.
The Philadelphia Eagles, two seasons ago, lost both offensive and defensive coordinator, and their all-pro center, Kelsey, retired. What's the same thing that happened with Lions this year?
Both
coordinators and our center retired, right?
Right.
Exact same scenario.
Except, Lou, they already had a center that was they were grooming, so he just Cam walked Jurgens. In there and took and just kept it going.
Look, Lou, it's fine if you have him in the top 10. I'm not haranguing you about it. I have him at 11. You want to put him at 8? You want to put him at 7? Where do you want to put him?
I mean, obviously, you've got guys like... See, the other thing, too, is if you look over... We're at 60 years of Super Bowls, right? Out of those 60 Super Bowls, how many running quarterbacks have won? You got guys like Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Terry Bradshaw, Drew Brees, Joe Montana. Those are like five of the greatest quarterbacks in our lifetime,
right.
And they're all pocket passers.
But here's the problem. You're citing eras that are irrelevant to today's football. And I would say Mahomes is a mover and Hurts is a mover. Now, you're right, but if we go to Montana, I mean, Lou, the average offensive tackle in Montana's prime weighed 240 pounds. It's not even the same sport. So I don't want to...
Tom Brady and Peyton Manning right. And Drew Brees are all in this era.
Right, except you've just named the top two quarterbacks in the history of the sport.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We can't do that with Goff. The separator for Brady and for Manning is they're 1-2 in history.
And there's only three quarterbacks that have taken two different teams to a championship game. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and Jared Goff.
Okay.
Two different teams. Okay.
Yeah, and because quarterbacks like don't really move around. Once you've made a championship game, you normally play your whole career there. They threw Jared Goff in the garbage.
And I also think people are forgetting that the Detroit Lions have never been to a Super Bowl. We've always been in the basement outside of the Barry Sanders era. And yet we got a coach like Dan Campbell and a quarterback like Goff that's gotten us almost there, you know, in that NFC Championship game, and we'll probably be getting there in the next few years. We've tried Mariucci and we've drafted first round picks left and right quarterbacks.
Right, Lou.
These
that's
guys are actually that, doing.
Lou, that's irrelevant. Can't cloud your judgment here, though. That can't be included.
And also, right, and can Lou, I just say this before you and Lou talk? Look, Lou. Again, I want to say it again. I defend Goff left, right, and center. That doesn't mean I have to have him at 6 or 8. I got him right outside the top 10. But again, you're living in the past with some stuff that's just not relevant to what we're doing here.
And I would say this, your own coach and Dan Campbell said, hey guys, we may never get back here. I'm paraphrasing, but Dan Campbell knew, hey, we were on the cusp of going to the Super Bowl. We may not get back here. It's not a given. So just to say, hey, you went 15-2. And you had nothing to show for it last year.
One note, too, not busting balls. Lou, when you cited the Eagles losing both their coordinators, they didn't win the NFC East. They lost in the wild card round. I'm not sure I would want that as my evidentiary point for what the Lions are about to do. No smarm. I'm just saying, keeping it on the level. And look, I'm not arguing Lou's points because this is not an establishment. Lou is approaching it as if this is Goff good or bad. No, that horse left the stall years ago. He's good. But when we're talking about some of these other guys, no offense to Lou, I don't want to hear about Tom Brady wasn't mobile. Great. So that's like saying Michael Jordan didn't hit a lot of threes. He's the greatest player in the history of the game, but he also played in an era where there weren't a lot of threes. The mobile quarterback has become something new. I'm not obsessed about mobile quarterback guy, but when we're doing the elite of the elite and we're using criteria, which Lou has different criteria, I do think the mobility plays into it. Yeah. It's where the game is gone.
Because I want somebody that on a 3rd and 8 or a 4th and 8, you know what? Running for it is an option every time.
I'll say this. If Goff reproduces last season with a new offensive coordinator and no line that probably just took a step backward, there is absolutely no debate next year. Not only is he top 10, he'll be in the top 8.
Yeah.
But he's got to do it. I think there's a couple red flags there. And I'm with Rico on this. If you guys aren't, that's okay. This 15-win thing is the dumbest thing in history. It netted nothing. If it's so important to you, put up a banner.
Yeah. Because your entire conference won zero. I mean, the entire division won zero playoff games. And combined for, what, 44 victories?
Yeah, and here's the other thing. For as much as we thought this division was good, how did it fare in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Your divisional quarterbacks are guy in wheelchair, Jordan Love, ginger idiot, Sam Darnold, and rookie, Caleb Williams. And then you factor in what the schedule really looked like. You played one high-end quarterback after the opening month of the season. That guy dump-trucked this team. Now, you're right with the defensive injuries. The point I'm making is, offensively, look at the teams you were playing. It ended up the Lions had a pretty good run on it. That Niner game that was supposed to be a showdown didn't matter. Niner season was over. You got the Vikings at the end of the year. You played Sam Darnold for a chips down game.
And you showed the Vikings, you know, they are who we thought they were. They weren't that good.
I think there's something to prove here, and it has nothing to do with 15 wins. Right. It has to do with transition, and can you continue just carrying the torch, and can they have the success they haven't had? If Goff does that, there is absolutely no argument.
Right.
But that's the fun of this. Lou didn't seem like he was having fun.
No.
All right.
Lou, well, I don't know if you saw, Lou had him as a top 5.
And that's, hey, that is fine.
Which
I'm not going to yell.
You tell a lot of guys, you know, take a step back. I don't see it that way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.